This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo, grab that open sign. Let's get this show on the road. Boy, it's a good thing the lug wrench had some power in it to get that open sign up. Flip the on-air light on there. We're on air, and we are live. The open sign is up now. As you know, that means that each and every one of you that are tuned in, sitting in your favorite chair with your slippers on, your favorite socks on that you might have got for the holidays, thank you. I'm Mark Evans, the host, right here at Auto World. Auto World, it's a big world, and it's got a lot of autos in it, doesn't it? A lot of propane, gas, hydrogen.
What?
Yeah, hydrogen's coming your way, by the way. Yeah, it's knocking at the door. That's another one of those ride and drives I did back in the day, 2000. It was the year on that, 2001, I believe. Thank you, General Motors. They put me in a hydrogen car. Pulled up to the hydrogen pump and filled it full of hydrogen and then drove away. Oh, just amazing. Things are coming into place now, 20-plus years later. Good to be here with you, 20-plus years later. Been on the... behind the microphone here on radio since 1995, and it's an honor to be behind the microphone, folks, for you each and every week. That's right, here on Auto World from the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho. All of our great AW Auto World affiliates. Yes, all the radio stations. And, of course, as you know, you might be listening to us on an app. And that app on the Internet, .com, of course, is taking the show also, so you can listen. Because there's a lot more radio stations that we're not on. And we're planning on getting on a lot more radio stations to help you. So if you do have a friend over there in that other state, that city, and you're hollering out to them about us right here on Auto World, thank you. I salute you, my friend, to help us grow the show, to help us help people throughout the world that we're on, the planet, the earth that we're on. So with that said, we have got, now we are into the second hour of Auto World. Appreciate you joining us right here from the Auto World Plaza. Like I say, you are the star of the show. Interrupt me at any time, please, with your car questions, your truck questions, your, well, why, Mark, is that vehicle that I purchased for $400,000 making a noise? See, now you might not have purchased your car for $400,000. You might have purchased it for $40,000, but that seems like $400,000, doesn't it? That's right. So with that said, I always want you to remember one thing, friends. And that is this. Each and every week, not only live from Boise, Idaho, folks, for 3 hours, Auto World, coming from the Auto World Plaza, but all through the week, Monday through Friday, a lot of our stations that we're on also take the show on a delayed time period, and you might be listening to me on your lunch hour in L.A., or maybe Thursdays, in the afternoon. That's fantastic. Remember now, when you call the number that I always promote, 855-660-4261, you don't get an answer. That means you're listening on a delayed station. Don't get mad. Let's get glad. You can always email me. Be in touch with email, which I ask and you deliver. And that email address is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. With that, here in the second hour, we're going to go into the email bag and share with you at least one email. I've got 2,000 or 3,000 here to get to. That's right. I'm going to promise to each and every one of you that's emailed me throughout the week. Eddie, the engine emailer, he's in charge of the emails here at AutoWorld, and he definitely gets them to me. And the 911s, if you put 911 up there, I'll get to it right now, period. And I strive to help all each and every one of you. And with that, I help consult with your repair shop, your tire shop, your brake shop, your transmission shop, whatever division of your car that's in that type of shop, I can help you. There's no cost, folks. There's no cost. I don't charge a thing. So 45 years of repair underneath my hood here, or better known as in my head, my skull. I don't know what you call it. Anyways, it's rattling upstairs here in my file cabinet. ASE, Certified Master Technician. ASE stands for Automotive Service Excellence. And I keep saying this because I want you to look for the little blue star. If you want to know what it looks like, head on over to my website, autoworldmedia.com. You'll see that the BBB sign's there, and then also I want you to look for that, Better Business Bureau. I want you to look for that, and I also want you to look for the little ASE star at your automotive repair shop, your windshield shop, your tire shops, folks, and believe it or not, your parts stores. If you go behind the scenes in a parts store at the commercial desk, what? Yeah. Commercial desk, what that means, when you walk in as a residential person, you go to the front counter and you stand in line after you grab what you need. Or once you get to the front counter, they say, what can I do for you? And they get on their computer and they poke those buttons. If you kind of sneak around the corner just asking, hey, where's the commercial desk at? You're going to find these certificates hanging up behind the commercial people, behind their commercial desk. And these certificates are the ASE certificates that they are certified in doing what? Oh, yeah, selling parts. Yeah, you need to know the mechanical jargon, names of the names of the parts before you even get the part to the right part to you, to get to the part to you on your car part. That doesn't make any sense, does it? No. See, I'm talking mechanical jargon. Anyway, even the parts people are ASE certified. And it's you have to pay for it. And it takes a lot. So anyway, with that, look for the little blue ASE star. Here today on Auto World, what's going on in the second hour? I have got for you, that's right, the Auto World Weekly Fact. And this has something to do with your holiday gifts that you've purchased for people, your friends, your family, your relatives, your neighbors, your enemies, whoever you purchased the gifts for. They might return them. So, with that, you're not going to believe this, but it's the true Auto World Weekly Fact coming your way. We're going to play the Auto World game called Name That Crest. We've already had one person there, or two. Anyway, the first hour, email and play that game with us. Name That Crest. Let's just give you a little highlight there right now on that. Name the Crest. The Crest means that is the brand, the logo that's on the front of your vehicle. And that means, head on over to my Facebook page, please. The address is Mark Evans. Take a look at that picture we have up there and name that crest. Name that crest. Let me know what brand you think that car is. And also, that is over on my Auto World Radio web Facebook page. And we've got some great gifts for you. Don't be bashful. We've got some great gifts. In fact, I always like to throw in some detail gifts, folks, from Mothers and Meguiar's, and Solution Finishes in there. Wash Drops is in there. I've got some Scratch X. Yeah. And I also, every so often, I drop in something new that you need. Like it was weeks back, we had the leaf season, you know, and so I went over to Home Depot and bought a leaf blower and threw it in there. Headed down that path. So whenever you email with your car question or involvement question, can I have some help here, Mark? Or what's this good? Is this a good car to buy, Mark? Is this a good truck to buy? How much should I sell my truck for, Mark? All those types of questions, you're always welcome, and I always have a gift for each and every one of you. Also, here on the second hour, we're going to give you three more holiday car books that you need to read. These are fun books. These are not, I'm never going to give you some homework in the fact that I'm going to make you read a whole entire book and then come back and give me, this is not college. This is fun. Auto World is fun. So I just want you to get into the car book season and maybe pick a car book that I'm going to give you to read and enjoy it. Sit back and relax. And then 1984, good year. Oh, yeah, we're going back in time. But 1984 has something to do with a car in a big way. We're going to be right back right here from the Greasy Garage Studio with more popcorn.
Tell me that popcorn bag. Engine. We'll be right back.
for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh,
back to Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio right here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm your host, Mark Evans, alongside, he's sitting right in pole position for us here today, special guest on the special guest line, James Bell. He's head of corporate communications, Kia America. He's taken the corporate communications command center, folks, to the Rocky Mountains. James, tell us again, you're out in a ride and drive right now?
It will be tomorrow. I'm actually just passing by downtown Denver as we speak. So if anybody's listening from this lovely city, you know it's a nice blue sky day. A little bit cold, but I am in Colorado after all. But on my way up to a very special lodge outside of up in the mountains here, and so I'll be doing some ride driving tomorrow.
That'd be fun, James. I think that's the last time I saw you. Actually, we were back in the day with what do they call it, the Guitar Hero.
Don't bring that up.
No, that's long gone. That was before grandkids and snow on the roof.
There we go. Oh my goodness, that is a great memory though. Thanks for bringing that up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's a lot of fun with Alex and the gang and everybody. You're absolutely right. It was fun. Well, going into, the news of Kia, you guys are kicking it out of the park. I mean, literally, here this last week, I talked about the Kia EV9 named one of the best family cars by Parents Magazine.
And that's on top of being named North American Utility of the Year. And one of Car and Driver's 10 Best. And just last week, it was named UK Car of the Year over in England. Which, think about that. That's quite an accomplishment when you're talking about, a pretty large SUV, all electric, and from Korea. Usually, the English market and the European market can be a little bit, home team only. And here comes Kia storming through. So, yeah, it's been EV9's been a great add to our team. And it's a perfect new flagship for the brand.
Yeah, and here recently it's been voted supreme winner of the Women's Worldwide Car of the Year. I mean, do you guys have a complete warehouse full of where you put your trophies, James?
They've asked me to put some of them in my garage. I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say your neighbors are envious big time. My gosh. Yeah. Well, I got a Facebook question here for you. John gets me on Facebook, and he says, Mark, please ask them, James, when you will be able to charge your Kia EV at a Tesla supercharger like you can with the Ford EV. And then, of course, he says, really enjoy your radio show. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great question, John. Thank you for that. We like very much if people think EVs, maybe it's time to consider an EV. They think Tesla. Obviously, they had a huge head start and, a bit of the juggernaut, but, well, we're starting to chip away at that. And so what we're hearing more and more is people think, well, maybe it's time for an EV. I guess I'll look at Tesla, and then I'll look at Kia. That is our pole position. We're very pleased with that. And to answer John's question, we expect to be able to start charging at Tesla stations about 12 months from now. We're a little bit agreement strategy with Tesla than I think Ford is. But I do know from working with Tesla, they're very great partners for us, and we're trying to get that done as soon as possible, but still going to be a few months out. Until then, the amount of charging network that's available in a lot of different cities around the country is really starting to grow. In fact, I took keys to an EV6 about 4 months ago just to kind of be a real test on what it's like to live with an EV on a day-to-day basis. And, I drove the thing from L.A. to Vegas and back, no worries, found charging. So the world has really changed. And to John's point, once we get those access into Tesla stations too, it's just going to change the game completely.
Absolutely. What is one of the longest ranged Kias you have?
It would probably be the EV6 rear wheel drive GT line that I'm driving. In fact, last time I charged it, I got back in the car and looked down and it said estimated range of 349 miles. That's more than it's supposed to do. So I don't know. It was a little optimistic there, but I'm averaging without any concern whatsoever at highway speed. Cold weather, warm weather, you name it, maybe 310, 320, somewhere in that space. So, yeah, it's and, the average American drives about between 28 and 34 miles per day. So, you know, I think the idea of range anxiety is gone because we're obviously addressing that. If you had an EV6, you wouldn't have to charge, you know, maybe about once a week. But I think we're still in a little bit of a spot, and that's why, again, I appreciate John's question, of charging anxiety. And between the Tesla agreement, and then let's not forget we have a new consortium of car companies that we've partnered with General Motors and BMW, Mercedes, Honda, and others, to build out 30,000 high-speed charging stations around the country, with the first one set to go online in about 8 or 9 months. So, we're just in this really delicious and historic time in the car business, where it's not unlike the move from horse-drawn carriages, I assume, I'm not that old, but from horse-drawn carriages to gasoline-powered cars. It didn't happen overnight. It took a long time. I'm sure there was a lot of people that said, nobody can take my horse away. I can't get gasoline. Well, guess what? Now we have gasoline everywhere, and we're seeing this transition over to electrification just the same way.
Absolutely. And the best part of it about it all, James, you and I, of course, our generation, we never had a chance to pick up the poop on the road, did we?
Thank goodness. I've actually done a fair amount of studying on this time. Because, again, I feel like we're in a similarly historic transition point as it would have felt to be, moving from horse-drawn over to gasoline power. And one of the biggest lifesavers, for lack of a better term, and I mean that definitively, is all the horse waste that was all over cities across the country was also very unhealthy. Yeah, obviously very unsightly, didn't smell great, but it created a lot of disease issues also. So movement to gasoline power made all of us ultimately healthier. So, maybe at some level we have a similar thing as we get away from vehicles that are putting out the emissions, might be a healthier future once again.
Oh, absolutely. And, here too, James, in Boise, Idaho area where I'm live, they've canceled the emission testing on vehicles, canceled it. Because they found out that the emissions is just not from cars anymore. Yeah. So as I grew up, and you and I grew up in this industry, the cars keep just getting better and better and better and burning cleaner. And, of course, now EVs are, easy. Plug in and go. Now, do you believe and do you think that one day Kia will have their own supercharger networks? Hold that thought, James. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back after a little short break. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices are continuing to rise, going up again over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg on just how much we can expect the price at the pump to increase.
The gasoline pump price run-up did continue. We have another 10 cents more in the price. The new price is $3.77 for regular, and it's been rising for 15 weeks now. It's up 59 cents. since early January.
Lundberg says the unrest in the Middle East and Ukrainian targeting of Russian oil infrastructure is helping to aid in the instability of the crude oil market. Tennessee police are continuing to investigate after at least two people are dead and six others are injured after a shooting at a Memphis block party. Police saying hundreds were gathered at the party at Orange Mountain Park on Saturday when officers responded to emergency calls and found two men dead at the scene. This is USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World, alongside the head of corporate communications, Kia America, James Bell. Good to have you here. Do you believe that, or think, or can tell us a little bit of secrets about maybe does Kia look in the future of having their own supercharger plug-in units?
Won't need it, because as we talked about earlier, we're going to have access to Tesla stations within the next 12 months. We're in this partnership with other car companies to build out only high-speed charging stations all across the country, 30,000 of them across the country in all the right parts and across all the right corridors. And, of course, you know, other industries are investing. We're seeing them pop up in gas stations. We're seeing them pop up, you know, outside of Costco's and Walmart's, I think. So the availability of charging is, let's just say this. Mark, have me back on this show 12 months from today, and then let's talk about what's going on with charging. And I think we'll all have a giggle that we were wondering about how it's going to go, because it's really good. It's about to launch. It's about to get serious. It's about to get historic. So, yeah, we don't need our own station because they're going to be everywhere very soon.
Yes, I actually, James, you're absolutely, I definitely want you on before 12 months. How's that? But we'll have you on in a year, too. But it, absolutely, it's growing. Every single day it's growing. I do remember reporting and talking about how many millions of dollars that all of you are coming together to spend to bring us those supercharger sticks. So it's, and
yeah, I was having a good conversation with our good friend who's also like you and I, car nut, and he was being a little bit sour and negative on electrification, and he said, I don't think it's going to, you know, catch on. And I said, well, that's where you're wrong, because as you just said, you got to follow the money, and there's not a car company out there today that's investing in, you know, multiple hundreds of millions of dollars in new combustion engine technology. We are continuing to refine current technologies and get every last drop of energy out of every last drop of fuel and cut the emissions down. But so it's not that, you know, investment has stopped there, but there's no new, there's nothing new coming. Every car company is all in on electrification. Every industry, every country, across the world, the investment is happening for charging infrastructure. So what I told my friend, and I would say to anybody listening here, is follow the money, and that's why it's going to happen.
And James, what I report and I read, and I get all this great information coming to me here on the media side, and it's not millions, it's billions.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to brag, but yes, you're right.
I'll brag for you. No, it's absolutely the truth, and it's not that. It's just very, very inexpensive to put the electrical plug-in in your house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we're talking about public charging. But, of course, I mean, I've got a charging station in my house. It costs me about $600. But how do I say? Once you make the move to electrification in your personal transportation, no matter the brand, Kia, Mercedes, Lexus, Toyota, Tesla, any, regardless of the brand, you are going to have a new luxurious experience, because the car is quiet, the car is powerful, the car is smooth. So when you arrive at your destination, you're relaxed because you don't have that engine grinding away in front of you as you're driving. But the other real big luxury part that people just don't know until you do it is the freedom of, let me tell a little story this way. How many times, listeners, have you driven home after maybe a long day at the office, or picking up the kids or doing whatever you're doing, and glance down at your fuel gauge and think, wow, tomorrow morning I got to make sure I keep a little time in there so I can go to the gas station before I start my day? And then, of course, life happens, and the next morning you forget about that, and you jump in the car, and you're running late, and you glance down at the fuel tank, and you've got to go to the gas station. That is not luxurious, folks. What is luxurious is to get back in your car after a long day, and the next morning, there it is. You've charged it up overnight, just like you charged your cell phone, and off on your day. It just relieves you of such amount of pressure. And the only reason I go to a gas station now is for a bottle of Gatorade. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. No Snickers bar?
Well, if I'm getting free, yes.
Yeah, I have a friend, too, James, I want to share this. This gentleman, you know, I've got friends that have electric cars here in the Boise, Idaho area, and they drive them to and from and all that, et cetera, and on trips, et cetera. I'm not going to mention any of the brands except Kia.
No.
I have a friend that has a Kia. Okay. And it's anyway, he says to me, he says, boy, it sure is nice not putting $50 bills in my gas tank, Mark. And then, of course, I looked at him and says, well, I actually literally put my right hand out, James, and put it flat, of course, so he could put the $50 bill in my hand.
Yeah.
And I says, just put it right here, buddy. And he says, no, yep, thanks. You know what he told me? He says, I'm putting that in my retirement fund, Mark.
Yeah. And,
wow,
and that feels good. I mean, that's important, number one, but it also feels good. I mean, I know there's a lot of, for some crazy reason, electrification and our transition there got politicized. I don't understand that. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. But I can tell you, no matter where you are on the political spectrum, you go electric, you're going to have a nicer life. It's just that easy. It's just that easy.
And, What percentage rate is Kia spending out of 100% on the two letters EV, James?
You mean our overall investment?
Yeah. Overall investment. Yeah.
I don't know. They don't give me that kind of information because that would make me dangerous. But I would think, I mean, as I said, there's not a car company on the planet that's investing in new engines or, you know, brand new gasoline-powered technology. There's only refinement going on from this point. So
yes.
I would imagine it's probably a very high percentage.
Now, Kia's known for one thing, that huge, huge word called warranty, James. Warranty, 10-year, 100,000 miles. Congratulations again. I tip my hat to you.
Yes. Well, you know, that was one of the things when I was on the media side of the fence. I remember when Kia came out with that, and it was genius. It just allowed people, I mean, let's be very candid. Kia, once upon a time, I like to call it, was a used car alternative. If you needed a new car, you looked at your wallet and you said, I can't afford the new car I want. I don't want another used car. Ha, I'll get a Kia. And that's fine. We did very well in that space for a long time. But the company decided to change. And that warranty just allowed people to relax and just know that they had the company's backup in case anything happened. And then we got into making the cars look good. You know, you hire the best designers in the world. You have to bend the sheet metal to make a car. You might as well bend it good. And so that was a big move. But, yeah, the warranty really, really changed the game and allowed the company to come to the level of success that I think a lot of us inside the company are even surprised about today.
Yeah, and it works. That's again, you're giving your customers, our listeners, something that peace of mind, not have to worry. And, you know, it just what we all want. That's why we want to purchase an automobile that doesn't end up sitting at the dealership getting fixed all day long, you know.
Exactly.
So we're going to take a little short break. James, I want to talk a little bit about you earned another award on a model, the II.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing.
Welcome back, everyone.
Probably out there.
Yes. You're probably out there drag racing your Kia. Come on. It can do it. You just go for it. It'll do it. I know it will. You know, it's kickoff spring here. Definitely. Drag racing has started. The local car shows in your local town where you're listening to me, Auto World, here on your favorite radio station. I appreciate you being here and listening to us on your favorite app and your favorite device. I do appreciate that. We have sitting in pole position here on the racetrack today out of in Denver, Colorado. He's moved the Corporate Communication Command Center, Kia America. He's head of Corporate Communications, James Bell. James, good to have you along. I've got an email here question from we call him a charter member here at Auto World. He's been with us for many years listening and contributing with emails and phone calls and all that. And he asks, his name is Trey out of Southern Illinois, listening to us on an app. He wants to know, James, does Kia EV qualify for any federal government tax credits at the point of purchase?
Yeah. Happy to answer that. We will soon. The Inflation Reduction Act caught a lot of car companies off guard. The great thing was that before that act came through and changed some of the standards that allowed federal incentives to be applied, we were already clearing a big field out in Savannah, Georgia area to build out a new $5.3 billion electric vehicle assembly and battery assembly plant. And that's coming online later this year. We already had plans to start building the EV9 in our factory in Georgia, which then also gets it back into the window for government incentives. So we'll be there soon. I promise you that. But we're still a few months out on that. The nice thing is EV9 is so great. EV6 is so great. Even the Niro EV continues to break month-over-month records. The good part is that our vehicles are still selling on their own merit. They don't necessarily need the incentives. Now, don't get me wrong. I like incentives like anybody else does. But I think when people drive the car, recognize that this is a great machine, then we get those incentives back online, it's just going to double up. It's going to be great.
Absolutely. Now, I love your Super Bowl ad, James, with this, the girl skating.
Yes. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
We wanted to, you know, exemplify what electric life can do. You know, I've already spoken at length about the luxurious nature of having an electric vehicle. But there's also an element of that you're basically driving around on a huge battery. So sometimes in life, whether you're camping, whether you're using it to jumpstart another car, whether you're using it to do some kind of a children's play and outdoor, there's lots of different reasons why having maybe you'd have to drag along a generator. Well, you're sitting on a battery, and so we wanted to show how easy it is to use the power that's resident in the car for external purposes. And so that was what we did there. If you saw the commercial, you know, the young girl had just had a fantastic ice skating experience, and her dad said, let's go share that with Grandpa. Now, Grandpa's stuck at home. He's in a wheelchair. So let's bring the show to him. And there in his front yard on the ice skating rink, they set up lights, they set up music, and the granddaughter was able to show Grandpa her stuff. And that was all thanks to the power that's residing inside an EB9. It's super simple.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can just see the tailgating word hitting major max stereos, boom boxes to the point of no return now, James.
Well, you know,
love it.
I recently did a tailgate for at a football game, and I was hearing generators pop on all over the place. And I said to myself, those days are numbered. When we get more and more electric vehicles out there, you can have your TVs running, your music running, your anything you want, your blenders, if you're at a... and that will all be done silently because you'll have all that power in reserve.
Absolutely. And you know that group we all like, Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know that one song, Ooh, That Smell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that generator smell. Woo! Yeah. No thanks. Anyway. Okay. IIHS Top Safety Pick Award goes to the 2024 Telluride. Congrats.
Yes. You know, safety awards are fantastic because the standards are always increasing. You know, I think a lot of people just kind of assume that the car is going to take care of them, especially today's modern vehicles. But it's a lot of work for the car company, you know, between new automatic or ADAS functions to keep the car in lane, to be watching the road ahead, watching the cars behind you, obviously airbags in every corner of the machine, great structural rigidity, management of an impact to make sure that the energy, the kinetic energy is channeled away from the occupants. There's a lot going on, a lot of amazing engineering. Just in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. And Kia's right at the forefront of that. So it was very gratifying to have IHS recognize us for that. And a vehicle like the Telluride, which is so popular with so many American families already, it's just another one of those little check marks that when people do shop Kia, they realize, wow, there's not a box left unchecked between the values, the design, the efficiency, and, you know, obviously in the safety and all that, and the warranty, as you mentioned. It makes it a tough thing to argue against, that's for sure.
Yeah, you've got a model for every single age group. Even the Sportage came in with a top safety pick designation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the key of play. I mean, we just actually recently updated our full lineup photo that we use in a lot of press releases and different publicity. And I looked at it the other day and I said, I mean, we are, if you think about Kia of the past, you know, just maybe having a handful of affordable sedans and a couple of crossovers, it's so different now. I mean, there's about 14 different cars across our lineup with all, obviously, with electrified options within each car, the high-powered options within each car. So, yeah, it is a absolute full-line car-making entity that treats safety incredibly important.
What's a good way, James, for the folks to check out all these models?
Oh, that's easy. Go to Kia.com. We spend a lot of time on that website making sure that all the information is resident there. And some great shopping tools also where you can plug in your particulars, especially on the EV consideration. You plug in, you know, how many miles you're driving per day, what kind of driving it is. You need all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive. Plug in all those little factors and give you some great recommendations.
You can just order right online and go right to your dealer and pick it up then.
Well, we're not quite to that point yet. You know, our dealers are really important to our success. So we continue to work with them very happily. And they've been, you know, fantastic partners as our business has increased. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the press release, but And I hope you did, because I wrote it. No, I'm just kidding. But,
you did a good job. I loved it. Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but we broke our annual sales record last year in November. So that means everything we sold in December was a cherry on top. And so, yeah, our dealers are just very integral and very important to making sure that that streak continues.
Absolutely. You know, and you did, yeah, absolutely. Thanks. James, you did a great job. Because a press release for all of us in the media, we have to understand what you're trying to get across to us so we can help everyone listening. And you did an awesome job. Hats off to you. Now, in the future, the 2025 Kia K5, you got the 2025 Kia Carnival coming out.
Yeah, we at the Chicago Auto Show, about 5-6 weeks ago now, we introduced updated versions of both of those. Of course, the K5, once upon a time, was known as the Optima, and the Optima, of course, was one of the key vehicles that really changed the Kia brand. I would say the Stinger, as we talked about earlier, was the real punch, and then the Telluride, without question, blew the doors open. But the Optima was where it all started. That transitioned over to the K5. Continued great sales success. Well, this being Kia, we just make it better all the time and updated the design of the headlights, taillights, lots of screens inside, lots of new safety technology.
Love it.
And then on the Carnival, now we have a hybrid version. So 35 miles per gallon and a very happy family.
Oh, my. Wow. James, we're running out of time. Thank you for the taste of the future. Appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you being with us. The garage door is going down here on this first hour. Head of Corporate Communications, Kia America. James Bell, thank you, sir. I appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. And God bless Bob Long.
Absolutely. Dedicated this show to him. And again, keep teasing me with those pictures on Facebook of you being at the L.A. Lakers games, okay? Appreciate it, James. Thanks again, everybody. Drive safe and motor on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.